Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Thanks for staying with us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, sustainability is becoming increasingly important for governments around the globe. And while governance has played a key role in investors' minds for some years, it's now becoming increasingly clear how the environmental impact of companies will play an even bigger role on their financial outlook. This point was highlighted in global asset manager Robert Coe's latest report on equity investing for the remainder of 2020. And to find out more, we spoke to Fabiana Fedeli, Global Head of Fundamental Equities at Robert Coe. Fabiana, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great to be here, Rachel. Thank you.
So first you can tell us, you know, how have attitudes really changed towards investing in sustainability?
COVID has really been an accelerator for investors starting to be more aware of the importance of ESG. And from an investor standpoint, actually the S has become more and more at the forefront of their interest. You know, when you are in a COVID outbreak emergency, clearly supply chain management, health and safety, your ability to manage your human resources becomes really at the forefront of the ability of a company to continue its operations smoothly. And I think that has been really a big game changer in the mind of investors. The second big change that I've seen has been really from a government standpoint. You know, a lot of governments have really deployed unprecedented fiscal stimulus. But what we have seen is that they realize that this fiscal stimulus will eventually end up in a significant amount of debts that the future generations have to pay for. For example, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, she clearly stated, if we have to pass on this huge amount of debt to the next generations, then we might as well use this money for a better world that will benefit those generations. And so a lot more money is going into climate change, a lot more money is going into a world that has less climate impact. And you're really seeing this across the world, you know, governments in Europe, in North America, Canada, and you've also seen it in emerging markets with a recent new Green Deal from Korea.
And, you know, how has the term investing in sustainability evolved on the back of that, you know, from just investing in so-called green sectors to really products and understanding, as you mentioned, a company's ESG impact?
In a nutshell, it has evolved enormously. You know, from starting as just excluding sectors or companies that maybe were polluting, had a bigger negative impact on the environment, or maybe poor corporate governance, investors really have moved to wanting to have an impact. So this means engaging with companies and with governments. We've seen a lot more investors' engagement with governments around the world. More recently, we've had one with the Brazilian government in regards to Amazon. And this has also mean, you know, for companies understanding the second order impact of what they do from an ESG standpoint. So looking into their supply chains, looking into what the impact is on of their products on the environment and not only of their own operations. And if you think about the SDG framework, that is really the new frontier in this area where the investment goals are aligned with social goals. And I see more and more investors really looking at SDGs as a way to invest in the future.
And that said, Fabiana, how is this changing the conversations that you're having with clients?
It is changing them significantly. I was used to speak mainly about sustainability with European clients. And that was also because in Europe, there has been a early awareness about sustainability also driven by the European Union. More recently, I've seen that investors around the world have really started to look at, how do we integrate sustainability in our investments? So this has gone from not only being broader on a geographic level, but also going deeper into investment process, which, by the way, is something that I really I really welcome, because there is still a lot of greenwashing out there. And so we've seen more and more investors asking us, okay, so how do you integrate this in your investment process? Show me an example of a company where you have invested in or not invested in because of this ESG integration. And the conversation is just getting, if you want, far more elevated in terms of really understanding of the implications of ESG on the sustainable operations on a company, on the actual financials of a company. And just maybe let me give you one data point. In the first quarter of this year, we had about 385 billion outflows from global funds around the world. But we had within that a 46 billion net inflow in global ESG funds inflows. So investors are really taking note.
And that said, I mean, how are you positioning ESG or sustainable investments as part of, as you mentioned, an integrated portfolio for your clients?
For us, ESG has been really part of our DNA. We started actually with our first sustainable strategy in 1996.
Wow,
So
okay.
that has been, yes, we have had a long story of ESG investing and really believing in the importance of sustainability for, not only for the environment, but also for the viability of our alpha generation. So we actually have a sister company that focuses in ESG, Robeco Sustainable Asset Management, Robeco SAM, and we have all our own data and our own research. So this has not been new to us. What we have been doing, we have been integrating ESG in all of our mainstream funds. Now, all of our strategies, even if they're not labeled sustainable, they have full ESG integration. And then obviously we have also had a number since the late 90s, a number of sustainable strategies, and more recently, obviously strategies with an impact. So we have been engaging with companies now since 2011 with a team that actually helps the portfolio managers to engage with companies. And more recently, we have been launching SDG strategies, which I think is part really of the future of sustainable investing.
So Fabiana, tell me, you've spoken about, in the past, you had mainly conversations with your European clients, now that's changing. But can you tell me a little bit more about where you see the biggest areas of growth globally for sustainability? You've mentioned who's leading the pack, but where do you see the biggest areas of growth? Are we talking about emerging markets?
From an investor standpoint, Asia is clearly leading the pack in terms of the improvement in awareness. Maybe it was a follower in terms of, so shall we say, in terms of understanding and appreciating sustainability and investments, but the progress that has been made, the depth of understanding that investors in Asia have acquired is truly remarkable given that it has happened literally in the last couple of years. And from, I would say, from the point of view of governments and companies, emerging markets are definitely catching up very fast. So what you're seeing is a number of new stewardship codes that have been implemented. You have stewardship codes in Japan, which is obviously developed markets, but then now you have them already in Brazil, in Korea, in Malaysia, in South Africa, in Thailand. You have stock exchanges in emerging markets that are actually implementing ESG reporting standards, such as the Novo Mercado in Brazil. So from a regulatory and, if you want more of a company side point of view, emerging markets are definitely improving very quickly.
What's your take on the sustainability investing story if you were to look into your crystal ball into 2021?
For 2021, I expect more of what I'm seeing now. So more awareness, more demand from investors for products that include sustainability in their investment process. If you ask me for 2025, I think we will not have sustainable funds per se anymore, because every single investment that we will make will be based on sustainability criteria.
Great. Well, Fabiana, that's all we've got time for. So thank you so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure, Rachel.
We've been speaking to Fabiana Fedeli, Global Head of Fundamental Equities at Robeco, and you've been listening to EcoMoney on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.